From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. More than 1,000 military families were treated by the Obama family to a barbecue and a concert on the White House South Lawn this 4th of July.
God bless America, my home, sweet home.
Following the concert, the service members and their families watched a massive fireworks show over the National Mall. Similar fireworks displays were carried out in dozens of major U.S. cities, including New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles, without a hitch. General David Petraeus has formally stepped into his role as commander of NATO and U.S. forces in the war in Afghanistan, charged with the unenviable task of turning around the deadly 9-year-old war. NPR's Diana Douglas is with the Army's 101st Airborne Division outside Kandahar, where the U.S. is focusing its main efforts this summer.
The Army is trying to dismantle the Taliban strongholds in and around Kandahar. Captain Paul De Leon, who commands a company of soldiers here, says going into the area is like kicking up a hornet's nest.
You know, we push out there for disruptions, but right now we can't really hold that terrain.
The Taliban has increased their attacks on the U.S. with car bombs, grenades, and small arms fire. On Friday, 5 American combat outposts near Kandahar were hit with coordinated strikes, killing one soldier and wounding nearly a dozen others. More soldiers will arrive here throughout the summer, and De Leon says he's confident they'll soon be able to stop the Taliban from moving freely through the area. Diana Douglas, NPR News, Kandahar Province, Afghanistan.
With almost all the votes counted in the Polish presidential election, the governing candidate has extended his lead and appears to be heading for victory. Bronisław Komorowski is ahead of his conservative challenger, Jarosław Kaczynski. The BBC's Johnny Diamond is following the election from Warsaw.
What a night for Poland. Within 15 minutes of the exit poll's release, Jarosław Kaczynski had admitted defeat. Mr. Kaczynski spoke of the loss of his twin brother and the renewal of Polish politics that had followed it. Then, at midnight local time, partial results showed Mr. Kaczynski edging into the lead. In the streets of central Warsaw, his supporters chanted his name. But their joy was to be short-lived. As the big cities of Poland reported, Mr. Komorowski looked like the winner. With nearly all the votes counted, it seems as if the original exit poll was correct. Mr. Kaczynski fought a fine campaign, but victory looks to be within his rival's grasp.
The BBC's Johnny Diamond reporting from Warsaw. Investors overseas remain jittery with little progress being made in the way of figuring out what is causing Europe's lingering debt crisis, according to a top Bank of Japan official. Haruyuki Toyama, head of Japan's Central Bank Financial Department, says restoring market confidence in Europe's banking sector is going to take time. This is NPR. Rough seas in the Gulf of Mexico are hampering oil spill cleanup efforts and will probably continue to do so for several days to come. Officials say offshore skimming vessels have been able to operate off the coast of Louisiana, but not in the waters off Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida. The high waves and winds are brought on by Hurricane Alex. At Wimbledon, Czech Tomas Berdych had to beat number 2, 3, and 4, but as Larry Miller reports from London, his run came to a decisive end when he met number 1.
And the champion, Rafael Nadal.
Nadal took the Wimbledon final, beating Tomas Berdych in straight sets 6-3, 7-5, 6-4. Nadal never lost his serve, and when Berdych lost his, Nadal never let him claw his way back into the match, as Berdych concedes.
He was really strong today, as he's showing in the last few months that he's really the champion, and he just deserved to win today.
This is Nadal's second Wimbledon title. He beat Roger Federer in 2008. Last year, he was out with an injury.
Today, playing the fourth final was amazing for me after a difficult year when he was always my dream, and I did it.
Nadal's prize, $1.5 million. He says the trophy goes next to his bedroom, next to the wine. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The third film in the Twilight Vampire romance series is falling off in ticket sales this weekend, but Eclipse still is racking up some $161 million in its first 5 days. It opened last Wednesday with $68.5 million in sales. That's the second best opening day haul ever, just behind its predecessor last year's The Twilight Saga, New Moon. I'm Carol Van Dam in NPR News in Washington.